This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Lawyers gave opening statements in Castle Rock Monday in the trial of a Colorado woman and her connection to QAnon. CPR's Haley Sanchez has more.
Cynthia Absug is accused of lying about her 7-year-old son's health problems and plotting with QAnon supporters to have him kidnapped from foster care. According to the Associated Press, the prosecution's case is based on an account from her then 16-year-old daughter. She told investigators her mother was communicating with followers of the baseless QAnon conspiracy about raiding the boy's foster home. Absug's lawyers claim prosecutors lack evidence to prove the accusations. I'm Haley Sanchez, CPR News.
State Senator Kevin Priola is switching parties. The former Republican is joining the Democrats. CPR's Alejandro Alonso Galva reports Priola was long considered the most moderate member of the Republican caucus.
Priola says he made the switch in reaction to his party's opposition to fighting climate change and its continued support for former President Donald Trump. Priola made it clear that he hopes the change prevents Republicans from taking back control of the state Senate in the upcoming November election. Other members of the GOP blasted him for the shift and said he should be recalled. I'm Alejandro Alonso Galva, CPR News.
The city of Aurora will give out free security equipment this Saturday as the city deals with a wave of auto thefts. Aurora police say more than 4,200 vehicles have been reported stolen this year. Saturday's event will offer steering wheel locks, catalytic converter tags, and firearm locks. Aurora City Council is considering whether to introduce mandatory minimum sentences for car thieves. A usually divided Douglas County School Board will agree tonight to send a bond and property tax measure to voters. Douglas County residents lag behind their neighbors in local school tax contributions. That means neighboring districts can pay teachers more.
That's a huge difference for our teachers. They're raising families, putting kids through college. Somebody coming along and offering them a $20,000 raise is significant.
And there's more from Douglas County later in this hour. This is CPR News.